Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to open up the chat room. You want to join the chat room? Just register on Blog Talk Radio if you're not already registered. And give yourself a self-serving name, like whatever it is you're trying to promote. No. Mention you in the chat room. You can join us there. See if you can figure that out. You're smart people. Yeah. All right, it's another funny Friday. Self-help for the comedy challenged. I don't know where we'll go with it, but then we'll let the music take us of it. Trying to have some fun along the way. Okay, let's start with a little rumba matumba. And the one, and the two, and the three, Lucy Arnaz.
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas. from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad.
Gregor, he yelled, Merry Christmas, get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud.
Get off my case, said Gregor. I'll be out when I'm good and ready. Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas and you're upsetting your father. Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor said nothing. He just laid there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols, and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied. Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me? Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention. Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. Stop it, Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukarachas Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, That does it! And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, What's that? Gregor's dad said, It's nothing, Merry Christmas, concert's over, everybody go to bed. That does it, said Greta. I'm never going to get married with him around. She's right, said Gregor's dad, and Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. Let's get rid of him, cried Greta. Okay, but how? Chimed both his parents. Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him. Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas for crying out loud, cried Gregor. Then Gregor's dad yelled, Got him! They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, Great! Now I can have his room. Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
Ha, ha, ha. Yes, yes. Hey, Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Let's hear from Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this week, she'll be featuring on the 19th, Tuesday 19th, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Let's see. Great Dancing in the Movies. Ooh, who were the great dancers? And in honor of our upcoming National Tap Dance, May 25th. Okay. So we're going to be dancing along with our friend Betty Jo Tucker. Tango expert Fausta Rodriguez will be there. Co-host Jazz Shaw and producer Nikki Starr. You don't want to miss that. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Hey, Betty, this song's for you. Lascivious Biddy.
you mugs. Gentlemen. Well, well, it's Laurel and Hardy, as if I didn't know. Hello, boys, this is Pete Smith, as if you didn't know. Say, I'd like your help here for a minute. Do you mind? No, of course not. I just want you lads to show the audience how much wood the average person totes. Wood, got any? No, like most guys, you don't realize how many articles made of wood products you carry around. For instance, that newspaper. Yup, that newspaper is largely made of trees, wood pulp. Of course, most people know that, but many people don't know that a lot of other objects come from a wood base. Take Stan's glasses. The rims are plastic. About 60% of plastic is wood flour. Powdered wood, my friends. Got a fountain pen? Just as I thought. Plastic barrel. Okay, gents. Anything else in your pocket? Be careful of fish hooks, Stan. A billfold. Imitation leather made with cellulose acetate, a wood product. Uh-oh, what's up? Why, Mr. Laurel. Oh, sure, your wife, of course. Anyway, they're rayon, another wood product. Well, what else, boys? A cigarette case? A plastic. Also a cigarette holder. More plastic. Any more wood, my lad? No, but there's wood in his hat. The sweatband. Right, more imitation leather. A new spring hat, eh? Ouch. More? Yup, a pipe, the bowl of which is wood. The stem, plastic. Book matches. These matches are wood pulp. So is the cover. It's amazing the amount of wood we use. Ain't it the truth? And now a penknife. The handle, plastic. Let's see what's in the suitcase, boys. The suitcase, do you mind? That's it. Let's see what we have here. Any slippers? Yes, here we are. They're real leather like your shoes and belt, but tanned and made durable by tan bark from the forest. Then, too, the counters and insoles are wood fiber. Okay, Ollie, let's proceed. Wood in bottles? Well, hardy. Hardly. No pun intended. Anyway, witch hazel and cascara are just two of several hundred drugs and remedies from trees. Next, an imitation leather toilet case. Mirror with plastic back. Brush back is plastic. Bristles of both brushes are cellulose plastic. This bottle top is plastic. So is soap container. Bath sponge is cellulose plastic, and I'm not at all surprised. Hey, Stan, what else you got? Come, come, fellas, don't tell me you're running out of plastic. Let's take a look at some more of your junk. Your nice thing. Oh, a razor. Handle is plastic, as are most electric shavers. Ouch, that blade ain't no plastic, bub. And now, writing paper. Scratch pad. Envelopes. And book. All wood pulp, kitty. Pajamas are rayon, and rayon is a wood product, remember? Hey, what you got there, chum? Oh, sure, say. More rayon. But, Stan, such colors. And now, a shirt. Tie. And socks. All rayon. Say, the suitcase. Yup, even that's made out of laminated wood covered with canvas. And it's a good thing these lads didn't come around here with a trunk. We'd be here for days. Oh, boys. You can go now. Goodbye, Stan. So long, Oliver. And thanks very much, guys. Darn nice of you to help. Hey! Oh, well, they need exercise anyway. Goodbye now.
And thanks to you, Pete Smith. This is Lee Vickers carrying on. Well, Laurel and Hardy little realized the importance of wood to their daily lives. And I wonder if most of us know just how important forests and research are to the winning of this war. The answer may be found at Madison, Wisconsin, where the United States Forest Service maintains its Forest Products Laboratory. Here, for years, has been carried on a broad program of research to increase uses of forest products and find new uses for waste materials. Here's where they figuratively put the tree in a test tube.
Next week sees the opening of the new German opera season at Covent Garden, and here is a preview of what you will be seeing.
In a little town where I'm fellow, he's the leader of the village choir, and his voice is warm and mellow. He drives a fruit cart around the street, and everybody knows it. He doesn't sing or rave about his fruit, he simply blows it. Doing it all day long. It's better than any song. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together, let it go. It suddenly comes to say, hear him say, hey, fruit in season plenty, there is apples, plums, and the old raspberries. It's the best today. Every Friday night when work is done, he never wastes a minute. To the village hall he hurries round, where he sings just like a linnet. To hear him blow a melody, it's great, you can't deny it. And if you've nothing else to do, I'd like you all to try it. Get ready and do it now. It's easy when you know how. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together, let it go. It certainly comes to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, don't he laugh so far, me rado. Everything is fresh today.
It's like the mafia down there.
Full combination.
a wig out tonight. You guys look like you're up to some fundraising or something, this table here. You guys, no? Nothing? Just fundraising, huh? Yeah, okay. We'll go over to the Mad Moose later and party down. What the heck? The name of the place is here. You turn a corner, there's a bar or a restaurant or something. You turn it, you got the sharp turn, though. No parking. I guess in Binghamton, it's the tuck and roll premise of getting into the local establishment. Hey, we're there. Tuck and roll. I'll be passing by later at 12. Run fast. Jump on the hood. Gosh, my way here, I drove in from New York City, and, you know, it's a long way. Trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, I, you know what? I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn wherever I want. And I think I'm going this thing, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut off that other place. That's fine. You guys are dangerous, dangerous. Are you cute together? Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Moments in the air, everywhere, look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, look, he's a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you're together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're gonna go in, and she says we're together. Don't even go there. We're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer, you know. So I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the Binghamton. You got to drive a long way for everything, to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just... Okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raise their hand. Okay. Kind of dead. It's fun, though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the Long Dog. It was a short walk. Lost Dog. Okay, Lost Dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It's sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. But I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please, stop. But they were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it, too. A very Aryan crowd. I didn't notice that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from? You from New York City? You Jewish? Hey! We're all Mishpacha! My name is Lombardo, and woo! This has been Ladies of
all for listening. 10 seconds, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out. This week we'll be celebrating those happy feet. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. Something's wrong with my clock on my show. Nancy Lombardo, Blog Talk Radio. I think my show ended whether I wanted it to or not. Okay, thank you. Bye.